Hi, and welcome to the Roxy Hayes Podcast. I'm Roxy Hayes, your host, and this is the podcast where I get to dive deep into all the things I'm curious about, whether it's nerd culture, pop culture, relationships, or just the wonderfully weird and interesting world around us. Some episodes will be totally off the cuff, and sometimes we'll have special episodes where I revive my old shows like Bedtime Bitchin', Anti-Meridian, and Tell Me a Story. But no matter what, it's always going to be a fun, unpredictable ride. So sit back and let's get into it. Okay, so this episode I am recording like a week before Valentine's Day, and I'm releasing this the week of Valentine's Day, so I don't really have time to edit this one. So welcome to an unedited episode of the Roxy Hayes Podcast. I just really wanted to talk about some rom-coms. I'm a big rom-com fan, and one of my favorites of all time is Clueless, and so I wanted to kind of deep dive into Clueless and kind of go into why I love Clueless so much, and also some things about Clueless that I think a lot of people do not know. So first, let's talk about Clueless and its inspiration. So a lot of people don't know that Clueless is based off of a Jane Austen story, Emma. So what is Emma? So Emma's a classic novel. It was written in 1815, and it centers around Emma Woodhouse. She's a young, wealthy woman with a strong sense of independence. Emma's known for her matchmaking skills, so she has a really, really intense desire to help others find love. She first did it with her governess. What is her name? Because the dad kept saying it. He was like, poor Miss something indeed. Whatever. So she first matchmade her governess. And since then, she just swears that she's just so good at this. So she ends up meeting this kind of poor girl named Harriet Smith. Is this sounding familiar? Because it should. And she believes that Harriet has a better suitor. Like, or she could find a better suitor, I should say. So Harriet likes this kind of like poor farmer. And Harriet, nobody knows who her parents are. She, like I said, she lives at an orphanage. She is very, she doesn't have no money. I don't know how else to say that. And so Emma's like, no, you're my friend, so I want better for you, and I'm going to find somebody better for you, right? So she starts to meddle in her affairs, and there's a whole lot of misunderstandings that come, and it really starts to complicate everybody's love life around her. So Emma sees herself as a matchmaker, right? But she does not really know anything about love, doesn't really have a basis of understanding. She's never been in a relationship because, mind you, this is set in the 1800s. They can't just have, like, boyfriends, you know what I mean? So she doesn't know anything. So she is convinced that Harriet should marry Mr. Elton, who is a local clergyman. And he clearly does not like Harriet. He is not interested in Harriet. He's actually interested in Emma. And so then on the other side of it, there's a man named Mr. Knightley who is married. So Mr. Knightley's brother is married to Emma's sister. And so they've been hanging out for years. She's known him for a long time. And she's ignoring the affection between him and her. So throughout the novel, Emma faces consequences of her interference, which forces her to confront her own emotional blindness. The end of the story, she realizes that the person she's really in love with has been her friend all along, Mr. Knightley. And so the novel explores themes of love, self-discovery, and the limitations of wealth and social status, and ultimately shows Emma growing both emotionally and romantic. And I can say, without a shadow of a doubt, that Emma is the most annoying Jane Austen heroine. She's so entitled. She's such an asshole. She thinks she knows better than everybody. She's always getting in everybody's business, and she thinks that she can do whatever she wants, and ultimately she can. She is rich. She is living with her rich father who, like, dotes on her. He loves her so much. He lets her get away with everything. She's super smart. She thinks she's smarter than everybody around her. She is just a gossipy, chatty Cathy, okay? So, let's look at Clueless. Clueless is a modern day adaptation of it. It's set, instead of set in the 1800s, it was set in the 90s because that's when it was written. And it is in a Beverly Hills high school. Like, that's the setting. It's Beverly Hills. And just like Emma, Cher Horowitz is wealthy, independent, and she's often blind to her own feelings and thinks that she knows everything. So much of the plot of Clueless is her trying to, you know, hook her friends up with people and meddle in people's affairs. Cher, much like Emma, believes she's in control of everyone's love life, but she struggles understanding her own feelings, emotions, and romantic desires. For example, Cher sets up her friend Ty. Now, are we seeing the correlations? Ty with the popular well-dressed boy, Elton, believing they would make a perfect match. And Elton absolutely did not like Ty. He was clearly interested in Cher, and he even tried to press himself on her in front of that liquor store. Remember that? And she got out the car. That was definitely assaultish, for real. One of the coolest things I will say, to pivot a little bit, is living in LA. I see that liquor store all the time, and it just makes me really happy. It's like, oh, that was in Clueless. So yeah, where was I? Cher also pushes Ty towards other boys, all failing to see that her own feelings towards her ex-stepbrother Josh are much deeper than she realizes. So this clearly mirrors Emma's journey, as both women experience personal growth through their misguided attempts to control the romantic lives of those around them. By the end of the movie, just like Emma, Cher learns that true love has always been right there in front of her. Instead of Mr. Knightley, Cher ends up with Josh, making Clueless both a romantic comedy as well as a coming-of-age story. So, what are some common rom-com tropes that you see in Clueless? So, one is Cher as the matchmaker. Cher starts the movie thinking she knows everything. She has a handle on everything. She's rich, she's popular, and she loves to play Cupid for everybody around her. But we quickly learn that she is not necessarily great at this. You know, it worked for her with the teachers, but it doesn't work with Ty. Like, Ty goes the whole movie really without getting a man. Until she dates the skateboarder guy, was named Travis, that she always wanted to date. So this is a common trope in rom-coms. You'll see it in another classic rom-com, which is My Best Friend's Wedding, where Julia Roberts' character, what's her name, Julianne, tries to play matchmaker, kind of. You know, she was kind of going in there like, oh, I'm going to be there for my best friend, and I'm going to support him, and blah, blah, blah. But not really. She was realizing later that, like, oh, no, I like him, and this is the person that I want to be with, and I'm not necessarily coming to this wedding to help anymore. I'm coming to this wedding and trying to, like, get my man. But, yeah, it happens all the time in rom-coms. It's kind of like a classic trope. The next is the biggest one. Is the will they, won't they? Are they going to do it? Who knows? Will we see them fall in love? So that's like the biggest point of contention or conflict in both Clueless and Emma. Well, and Emma, hers is, it is, but it's way bigger in Clueless. It's way bigger in Clueless. I mean, the stuff with Knightley, well, it's a slow-ass burn. So actually, yeah, let me take that back. It's in both of them for sure, but I think it's a little bit more in our face in Clueless. I'll put it like that. So there's the tension between Josh and Cher, but there's also the tension between, you know, Ty and Travis. There's the tension between, Dee and Murray kind of sort of, just because they were, like, beefed up. But they were already. but, yeah, so that was the biggest one, is Josh and her stepbrother. And another big will they, won't they in anime is Spy Family. I would say Spy Family is the slowest burn. It is the slowest burn. Are y'all finna do this or not? Let us know. Hurry up and stop playing Lloyd in your... Ugh, it's stressful. So, yeah. And then the last one is also a very, very common trope. It is opposites attract. So, as with... It's a little bit more in Clueless than it is in Emma. Like, Emma and Knightley have a lot more in common, even, like, with their temperaments. But Emma is a little bit more hoity, I guess you could say, than Knightley. But they're not necessarily opposites attract versus Cher and Josh. You can see the opposites attract, even, like, how they dress. Josh is always kind of dressed down, and Cher is very into fashion. Josh is way more grounded. He cares more about intellectual things. He's watching the news all the time. He cares about politics. Whereas Cher is very, very superficial and doesn't necessarily care about the world around her. Until later, she starts to volunteer and all of that stuff. But Yeah, very opposites attract. Another rom-com that I love that I might talk about at some point is 10 Things I Hate About You. And that's one of those two. It's the kind of opposites attract, like Kat's all rebellious and Patrick's like all cool and charming and that. And you see that a lot. That's probably one of the most common tropes, even in just in other Jane Austen novels, kind of like Pride and Prejudice. You know, Darcy and Elizabeth are kind of opposites attract. You know, Darcy's more stoic and Elizabeth is kind of rebellious too, speaking her mind and not necessarily caring about, what is the word, propriety. Like, she cares about propriety, but not like Darcy. Okay, and yeah, that is it for this episode of the Roxy Hayes Podcast. I really just kind of wanted to discuss the plot of Clueless and kind of go over how it relates to Emma. And actually, I'm lying. That's not it. I didn't even talk about why I love Clueless so much. I feel like Clueless is the quintessential 90s movie. Like, if I was to show an alien, or I was talking to an alien, which I don't know why I'd be talking to an alien, but if I was talking to an alien and I was like, oh, you want to see what the 90s was? I would put on Clueless. Like, the fashion, the soundtrack, everything about it was so 90s. I feel like it was just so, it's like a time capsule. Clueless also had like a big cultural impact. It was really, really funny. I think it really showed that you can have these rom-coms and let's lean more into the comedy. I feel like a lot of times rom-coms, quote, lean way more into the romance and not as much into the comedy. So that was really cool to see. Also, like, it's still relevant today. Like, I just watched Clueless a couple months ago. It still holds up. It's really, really good. I think that Cher is such a good protagonist as well. Because, yeah, it's like, yeah, she's kind of clueless. But also, like, she really cares. You can tell that she cares about people. She cares about her friends. She cares about her family. Like, she really makes sure that her dad is okay and that he's eating right and all of these things. So her versus Emma is a way better protagonist. Emma, like I said, is a hoity asshole. She's really rude to everybody around her. She talks down to people. She talks shit about people. And Cher doesn't really do that. Cher is literally just clueless. And yeah, I think she's just a great protagonist. I love Alicia Silverstone in that role. Like, she killed that role. Also, just like, I love the outfits. I really, really, really love the outfits. I think that they are great. Everybody wants that closet that Cher had. And yeah, that little yellow outfit, I'm definitely going to do a cosplay on that at some point. What else? Oh, I wanted to kind of talk about, compare Cher and Josh to some other couples. I really felt, and let me know if you're feeling this too, I can say that Cher and Josh's relationship kind of reminds me of another anime couple, and it is Usagi and Mamoru from Sailor Moon, or, you know, Sailor Moon and Tuxedo Mask. So just personality wise, Usagi is like, she's all bubbly, she's a little clueless and kind of childish, and that's giving Cher, right? And then Mamoru is way more serious. He's older. He takes his studies seriously, just like Josh. So I just think that that's an interesting thing. Also, they like fight a lot. They bicker. They kind of poke fun at each other. But ultimately, they do care about each other. And you can see that as their love starts to grow. So that's our Clueless breakdown. This movie is an absolute rom-com masterpiece. And I love that it mixes laughs, love, and self-discovery. So if you've never seen Clueless, which is crazy, watch it. Check it out. It is Valentine's Day. I think it's a perfect Valentine's Day movie. And what do you think? Who do Cher and Josh remind you of? Are there any other anime couples? What is your favorite rom-com? What's your favorite romantic movie, period? Are they up there on your romantic comedy list? So let me know. Don't forget to subscribe to this podcast wherever you're listening to it, so that you can get notifications. I try to drop episodes every Tuesday and Thursday. That is going to change. I am going to start releasing them once a week, the more I start rolling out these new episodes. I'm still going through the re-releases of Bedtime Bitchin'. I haven't got to Tell Me a Story Roxy yet. And then the other one is Anti-Meridian. So like I said, I'm re-releasing those episodes, which is why we're releasing twice a week. But I will be sandwiching in these new episodes until we're done with all the old episodes, and then it'll be nothing but new content. So thank you so much. Please check out my Patreon. It's patreon.com/RoxyHayes. And have a very happy Valentine's Day. Bye. If you enjoyed this episode, be sure to follow me on social media at Roxy Hayes, RoxyHaze. And if you'd like to support the show and get access to exclusive content, visit my Patreon at patreon.com/RoxyHaze. Don't forget to like, comment, subscribe, and turn on notifications so you never miss an episode. See you next time, and stay curious.